Welcome to the Journey of You, Reflections on Faith, Identity, and Becoming. I'm your host, Tonya D. Venice. This is a space to slow down, breathe deep, and tell the truth about where you've been, where you are, and who you're becoming. Here, your story is honored, but it does not define you. It becomes your testimony. Wherever you're listening from, you're invited to settle in. You don't have to rush this journey. You don't have to walk it alone. Good morning, Journey of You family. How are y'all doing today? I know that in the world of today, everyone's facing a lot of things and dealing with so much and unsure of what's to come or how to handle it or in what ways to approach things or how to even think of the things that are going on. But there's this one thing called prayer. It's pretty powerful, and that can change everything. So I know that we've talked about aligning your prayers with God's will, and we talked about praying in the Holy Spirit. Today we're going to focus on the power of prayer. It's not just a religious routine. It's a supernatural tool, the most powerful one in your arsenal, by the way, that has the power to shift circumstances, change atmospheres, and even transform us from the inside out. So we're going to dive into how prayer changes your situations, how prayer transforms you, the power of specific targeted prayers, and how to develop a strategic prayer life. So let's get into it. So, how prayer changes situations. The Bible is full of stories where prayer changed everything. My first example is Elijah's prayer for rain in James chapter 5. I'm going to read it to you. Is any among you afflicted? Let him pray. Is any merry? Let him sing songs. Is any sick among you? Let him call for the elders of the church and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith shall save the sick, and the Lord shall raise them up. And if he have committed sins, they shall be forgiven him. Confess your faults one to another and pray one for another that ye may be healed. The effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Elias was a man subject to like passions as we are, and he prayed earnestly that it might not rain, and it rained not on the earth by the space of 3 years and 6 months. And he prayed again, and the heaven gave rain, and the earth brought forth her fruit. Did you hear that? This man prayed, and it did not rain for 3.5 years. He prayed again and it began to rain. Have your prayers been that powerful? God answered his prayer and it controlled the weather. I don't know how many of you were between the Midwest and the East over this past weekend, and there were all of those severe thunderstorms and tornadoes. How many of y'all prayed for it not to come nigh your dwelling? And for there to be no harm on your city, in your community, or your state. Prayer truly changes things. Okay? Paul and Silas in prison. Acts 16, 25, 26 tells us that while Paul and Silas were in prison, they prayed and worshiped. Suddenly, an earthquake shook the foundations of the prison, and the doors flew open, and their chains were broken. For them, prayer brought freedom. And think about it, even the guards were ready to kill themselves because they thought, oh my goodness, we've lost all the prisoners. But they reassured them that, nope, we're still right here. Even though the chains were broken, they still stayed right there. And they let the guards know, nope, we haven't gone anywhere, you're okay. And the guard then gave his life to Christ. Prayer is powerful, y'all. You've got to use it. Hannah, in 1 Samuel 1, she was barren. Do y'all remember she was deeply distressed? But she continued to pray fervently, even though her prayer had not yet been answered. And then God answered her prayer with the son, Samuel, who became a mighty prophet. If God did it for all of them, trust and believe he can do it for you. Prayer isn't just words. It's spiritual warfare and divine communication. How does prayer transform you? Romans 12:2 tells us, do not be conformed to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Prayer renews your mind by shifting your focus from the problems that you're facing to God's power. It builds your faith,
It strengthens your spirit and aligns your heart with His will. Remember, we talked about that. So when you pray, your anxiety turns into peace, which is what we find in Philippians 4, 6 through 7, which tells us to be anxious for nothing. And I'm going to read it to you. I just got to flip to it real fast. So Philippians 4, 6 through 7 says, be anxious for nothing, but in all things through prayer and supplication, make your requests known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. And then it goes on to say, finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of a good report, if there be any virtue, and if there be any praise, think on these things. Okay? Your fear turns into faith. You're like, how? Well, 2 Timothy 1:7 tells us so. And in 2 Timothy 1:7, it reads, for God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. I know you've heard that one several times. And then if we flip over to Proverbs, we're going to go to chapter 3, verses 5 through 6, where it talks about how our confusion turns into clarity. Okay? Yes, I have my actual Bible. So I have to flip between them. Okay, so Proverbs 3, verse 5. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. Okay? So when you pray, you're getting peace, you're getting faith, and you're getting clarity. Aren't those three things that we're constantly searching for when we want all the answers? We want to figure out, well, which direction am I supposed to go? Well, I don't have any peace, or I don't know, I'm not sure if I can trust that. But when you pray to God, you're going to get all three of those things. You're going to get all three of the things that we constantly search for every day. Faith, peace, and clarity. When there's so many options and so much noise and so many things vying for our attention, the one thing we need is prayer. And let me tell you about the power of specific targeted prayers, okay? In James 5:16, it says, the prayer of a righteous person is powerful and effective. Or as you just heard me read it in the New Living Translation, the effectual fervent prayer of the effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man avails much, okay? So what that means is prayer works. But how you pray truly does matter. So instead of vague prayers or repetition prayers, you have to be specific and intentional. So first, you've got to use scripture. God's word is his will. This is literally our instruction manual and his love letter to us. So when you pray his promises, you stand on unshakable truth. For example, if you need provision, then you can pray Philippians 4:19, that my God will supply all of my needs according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. You also got to be bold and direct, because Hebrews 4:16 says, when we come boldly before the throne of grace, instead of praying, God help me, you could say things like, Lord, I declare victory over this situation. Open the right doors and close the wrong ones so that I may step into the ones that you have for me to step into. That's when you're being specific and bold, okay? But you've also got to speak to the mountain, because Jesus told us in Mark 11:23-24 that if we speak to the mountain and believe, it will move. So target your prayer with faith and authority. Let me read it to you. Mark 11:23 says, for verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. Therefore I say unto you, what things soever ye desire, when ye pray, believe that ye receive them, and ye shall have them. That's very powerful. And I know you're like a whole mountain moving into the sea, but those are the kinds of things that used to actually happen, and they had the faith to believe for it. We have that same power and authority. We just have to use it. So to see results in prayer, consistency is key. Here's a few ways for you to develop a strategic prayer life. First, set a prayer schedule. Pray daily. Whether it's morning devotion or midnight intercession, make time for God. What works best for your schedule? Maybe you work in the overnight, you're on the third shift. And so, you know, for you, it's during the day after you've woken up, or, you know, after you've settled down before you get ready to go to sleep. Whatever works for you, do it. You don't have to do it the same as Sam, Sally, Bob, or Sue. Do what works for you, but do it consistently, okay? Keep a prayer journal. Write down your prayers and your testimonies so you can track God's faithfulness and see where he has answered your prayer. So in those moments that you are doubting, you're like, man, God, I don't see you. You can go back and look at that and see all the times that he showed up. It might not have been exactly when you thought he was going to, but you can see where he showed up so you can remember his track record and continue to trust him. Pray with others. Matthew 18:19 says, if two of you agree on earth about anything they ask, it will be done. So prayer partners add strength as well as accountability, because then when you're faltering, when you've got that prayer partner, like, no, we already prayed about that, we believe, and you can come right back together. Remember, iron sharpens iron. So you're able to help each other through that journey, okay? Worship before you pray. Worship shifts the atmosphere and prepares your heart to receive. I'm telling you, it is nothing like turning on some music and just walking around and singing praise and worship to God. Case in point, I remember my son was in the shower the other morning and he was getting dressed so he could go to church. And at first he was playing something, I have no idea what in the world he was playing. But then he switched over to Forrest Frank and he played this song, which he's the first one who had me learn about Forrest Frank. But he played this song and it was like, oh my goodness, and I knocked on the door. He was jamming in the bathroom. I was jamming outside the bathroom. And so when I went in the bathroom to get dressed myself, I turned on Forrest Frank as well. And so tables kind of turned, because then he was singing outside my bathroom while I was singing in the bathroom. And literally the whole way to work, I'm sorry, the whole way to church, we were jamming to Forrest Frank, to all these different songs. And it just really elevated the mood and the atmosphere. And by the time we arrived at church and entered into worship, it was like we were already there, because we had already started before we even got there. And then being able to shift into worship and prayer, it just flowed naturally. So it really does work. It elevates your mood. And lastly, fast and pray. Fasting intensifies your prayers and brings spiritual breakthroughs, which we find in Isaiah 58 and 6, which reads, Isaiah 58 and 6 says, is not this the fast that I have chosen? To loose the bands of wickedness, to undo the heavy burdens, and to let the oppressed go free, and that you break every yoke. Some things only come through fasting and prayer. So if what you've been praying about hasn't moved, the situation hasn't changed, a door hasn't opened, fasting might be what you need in that moment. So you fast, whether it's from a meal, for just that one meal, or if it's a full day, whatever it is between you and God that he confirms is best for you, that is what you do. And then you pray. Anytime you're turning down that plate to get closer to God or to be able to pray, then you actually use that time to pray. Because prayer is not just something that we do. It's a weapon. It's a lifeline and a direct connection to the power of God. So if you're facing something that seems impossible, prayer can shift it. If you need transformation in your life, prayer can change you. So this week, I'm challenging you to pray bold, targeted prayers, to speak God's promises over your life, and to expect things to shift. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you so much for this day, Father. We thank you for waking us up and allowing us to see another day. We thank you for the gift of life today, Lord. And we thank you for the power of prayer. Thank you, Father, that you sent your son Jesus to die on the cross, Lord, not only to cover our sins and give us eternal life, but also so that we could have direct access to talk directly to you. We no longer have to go to a priest or let the priest go behind the curtain after we brought a sacrifice in order to get our prayers to you. Jesus was a sacrifice. And so we can talk directly to you. We can commune with you directly, Father. Thank you for that access, Lord. Thank you for the ability and just the grace and mercy to come boldly before your throne, Father, to declare your word for our lives, Father, and to believe that you will do exactly what you said you will do. We pray over each and every person listening, Father, that you meet them at the level that they are right now, Father, that you give them what they need, Lord, That you remind them that you are right there with them, Lord, that all they have to do is open their mouth and start the conversation, that you are there to listen. Your line is never busy. They don't have to leave you a voicemail. They know you're not going to leave them on read, Father, but you're going to listen to them right now, right here in this moment, and at all times, Father. So thank you for that ability, Father. Thank you, Father, for the privilege of you. We pray that you cover each and every one of them today, Lord, that you uplift and encourage them and help them to know that you'll never leave them nor forsake them. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you so much for tuning in. I pray that it blessed you today. If you enjoyed it, download it and share it with someone else. And remember, this is your journey. It's where your life begins.
Thank you for spending this time with me on the journey of you. If today's reflection resonated, you're welcome to continue the conversation with me on Substack, where I share written reflections and podcast updates. You can find me at toniadbennis.substack.com. Thank you for being here.